From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Democratic Senator Ted Kennedy of Massachusetts is said to be alert and speaking with relatives at a Boston hospital where he's undergoing tests after suffering a seizure at the family compound on Cape Cod. Shannon Mullet, a member station WBUR, has more.
The 76-year-old Democrat felt ill at his Cape Cod home and was hospitalized locally before being airlifted to Boston. Hospital officials would not comment on his condition. Last fall, the senior senator had surgery to prevent a stroke. The procedure cleared an arterial blockage in his neck, found during a routine exam of a decades-old back injury. At that time, Kennedy's doctors said his health was excellent, though he takes blood pressure and cholesterol medication. Kennedy has been in the Senate since his election in 1962. His current term ends in 2013. For NPR News, I'm Shannon Mullen in Boston.
President Bush met with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas at the Egyptian Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh today and assured him that he remains committed to completing an Israeli-Palestinian peace accord leading to creation of an independent Palestinian state before he leaves office.
I told the president that I am absolutely committed to working with he and his negotiators, as well as the Israelis, to get a state defined.
Mr. Bush also acknowledged today that Saudi Arabia's pledge to increase oil production only slightly will not have a major impact on energy prices. A new survey indicates that the Republican effort to maintain the party's hold on the White House is in trouble with a key voter group. The poll in battleground states shows Republican dominance of rural areas has waned. NPR's Howard Berkus has details.
President Bush won the rural vote by double digits, but John McCain has half that support against Democrat Barack Obama, and he's dead even with Hillary Clinton. That's what a new poll of rural voters indicates. The survey focused on rural counties in 13 battleground states. Close to 700 likely voters responded. Dominance of rural areas has given Republicans winning margins in the last two presidential elections, but the survey indicates the rural vote isn't overwhelmingly Republican now. John McCain polls weak on the economy but strong on values. It's exactly the opposite for Barack Obama. The survey also indicates that some rural voters are crossing party lines, meaning this key voter group is still up for grabs. The bipartisan poll was sponsored by the Center for Rural Strategies, a group trying to attract attention to rural issues. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
The derailment of a freight train in Louisiana this morning prompted evacuation of thousands of people living in nearby communities. One of the rail cars ruptured, leaking hydrochloric acid, and several people have sought treatment at area hospitals in connection with injuries from the toxic fumes. This is NPR News from Washington. A chartered bus overturned on a highway in the Mojave Desert in Southern California today. One person was killed and 21 others were injured. There's no word yet on the cause of that crash. Zimbabwe's main opposition leader has delayed indefinitely his return to his homeland because of an alleged assassination plot. Morgan Tsvangirai was headed back to Zimbabwe today to campaign for a runoff election against longtime President Robert Mugabe that was scheduled at the end of June. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton has the story.
Zimbabwe's opposition movement for democratic change said it had credible sources that an attempt on the life of Morgan Tsvangirai was being planned. Spokesman George Sibochiwe said the details were not clear, but the threat was real. Tsvangirai won most votes in the first round of the presidential election on March 29th, but not enough to avoid a runoff against veteran President Robert Mugabe, who's been in power for 28 years. The government and the opposition have traded accusations about mounting campaigns of violence and intimidation. Zimbabweans were hoping the planned June 27th poll would end a cycle of political and economic turmoil. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
Today's Preakness Stakes look like a carbon copy of the Kentucky Derby as Big Brown cruised to an easy victory in the second jewel of horse racing's Triple Crown. Tom Durkin had the call of the finish on NBC TV.
Captain Sorbo looked in the rearview mirror. Nobody was there. He waltzes home to win the Preakness. No one's ever been close to Big Brown. Macho again finished in second. Ichabod Crane was third. So there he is, Big Brown. And it's now on to Belmont and the elusive Triple Crown.
There hasn't been a Triple Crown winner in 30 years. Big Brown is undefeated in five races. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.